This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. I want to talk to one of my spiritual granddaughters, who is the daughter of Gene and I's personal assistant, Linda Meeks. Aaron Meeks is on with us today, and Aaron was born and raised in Roslyn, New Mexico. One of my spiritual granddaughters, she graduated from Gateway Christian School in Roswell in 2012 with honors. She graduated magna cum laude from Western New Mexico University in Silver City with a New Mexico with a bachelor's degree in zoology. And Aaron, for the past several months, has been taking missionary journeys, and I wanted just to visit with her a little bit about missions work, because I know there's a lot of millennials and maybe other people that just says, you know, God has put a nation in my heart, and I would like to do some missionary work. So Aaron has been ministering lately in Uganda, Africa, Mexico, Cambodia, Vietnam, and recently in England. Aaron, it's good to have you on with me today. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be on.
Well, I'm really proud of you. I know that you have gone and graduated from college, and you have a degree in zoology, and you want to be a zoologist. And in fact, you are right now at a zoo working there in New Mexico. I know you have some dreams and visions, but, you know, I know that we are not just assigned always to just one assignment. I know that you not only are a zoologist, but you also have missions in your heart. How did that tell our listening audience how that began? How did God begin to put missions in your heart?
Well, in 2014, I was asked to go to Uganda, Africa. And at first, I really didn't want to go because I've never really had missions in my heart. But then I ended up praying that night, and God told me to go. So I was like, okay, I'll go. And then when I actually got to Africa, and it's like my heart changed for missions, because now that's really all I want to do within my church, is just to go to different countries and just be able to share God's love. Because I remember when I was little, I never wanted to go on missions. That was never my heart. Mm-hmm. But when you actually go to that country and you actually see what people are talking about, and you see their pictures, but it's different when you actually go to the country and get to see the kids and mm-hmm. get to see the different cultures. But so now I do believe that this is also my other passion. I love animals, but this is also another passion of mine is missions.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people saying, well, you know, America's a mission field. People don't have to go anywhere. But it's the culture is different than it is in America. You know, if you go you may have Cambodians that are living in America, but it's not the same once you go to places like Cambodia, Mexico, Uganda, Vietnam, and other places you've been. You see the culture, you see the people there, what mm-hmm. is going on. They don't have the same privileges and opportunities that people of their color or people from their nation may be enjoying in America. So it's different. I remember the first missionary journey trip that Gene and I took was to Jamaica. Our hearts were stirred. I mean, I really never had that vision that I had, as you said, once I got to that nation. And then when we went to Haiti and I saw the second poorest nation in the world, the way they lived and how they lived in cardboard boxes and everything that was going on, my heart broke, and God put missions in my heart. Mm-hmm. And that's why that I have a heart for the world. That's why I'm so thankful to be able to speak out to people across America and around the world. And I certainly understand what you're saying concerning missions, how God put missions in your heart. That's why that I believe that every Christian ought to take a missionary journey somewhere. I'm not talking about Hawaii. I'm talking about some third world country So what was it that grabbed your heart when you went to Uganda, Africa? I've been there. When you went to Mexico, when you went to Cambodia, when you went to Vietnam, what was it that stirred your spirit, stirred your heart when you went there?
Well, every mission trip I've been on, it's been like a kids' crusade. So every culture or every country I went to, we were always working with children. And even though they could not understand me, they were just so in awe that we were there. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I just got to work with children of different cultures. They didn't understand me, but they could see my actions and they could see my heart. And I just know that kids throughout these countries were just, they could feel a difference, but they couldn't understand it. But I know that they felt it because every time we would speak to them, like you could see like the spirit coming upon them. Mm-hmm. And they didn't understand it at the time. But now I know as they're getting older and as we keep going to these countries, I know that God's going to stir into their hearts, even if they don't understand our language.
No, I agree. They'll know them by our love. And I believe there's a love language that certainly mm-hmm. They certainly understand. I've experienced that before. Is there any particular nation that really stirred your spirit that you felt a special connection to?
Yes, actually Vietnam, when I went there in January, because before I even went on that trip, Pastor Rick Rapp was just talking to us about having ears to hear what God wants us to hear and have eyes that that he wants to, for us to see, and having a heart to perceive his will. Mm-hmm. And so I prayed that before I went because I wanted to hear him and I wanted to see him. And then when I got to Vietnam, we were about to leave for a church up in the mountains, and Gary that night, or Pastor that night, had asked me and Sandra if we wanted to speak, and I said no, because I really didn't feel comfortable with that. But then that night, God woke me up four times, saying the same thing over and over again. He said to face your fears, because I don't like speaking in front of people, I never have. But then, so that night, he just woke me up four times, and then that next morning, we got up to that church in the mountains. And then Gary again asked me, Aaron, do you want to speak? And so then I finally said yes instead of saying no. And so I was able to speak to these young pastors and just speaking on them to face your fears and just to step out and do what God has called you to do and just say what he has you to say. So definitely Vietnam definitely switched something within me, because now I'm not as fearful when I get on stage, or like if I'm at youth and I'm preaching towards the youth, like mm-hmm. I'm not fearful anymore, because I know whatever I'm saying is what God wants me to say.
Well, I concur with that. I'm very proud of you, Aaron.
Thank you.
I know that you recently went to England, and mm-hmm. you know, Gene and I've been to, together 30-something nations of the world. But there's a special place in my heart for England. What is happening in England? You went there recently. What's taking place in England?
Well, we went to Portsmouth for a couple days, and there's something radical happening within Portsmouth. Because there's this church, City Life Church, and there's just like a radical, shift happening in that church. I've never been there, but Gary, he's been there in the past, and he said there's even a change that he felt, because these people were radical. They were speaking in tongues. They were declaring God's will over England, over Portsmouth, and even over the nations of the world. And so there was just like this dramatic change that I felt when I was there, because I mean, I've been to Gateway. I know it's spirit-filled, but this church, it was radically spirit-filled. I mean, everyone mm-hmm. was speaking in tongues. Everyone was laying hands upon each other. The spirit was just radically coming down upon this church, and it was just amazing just to be there, just to experience that.
Wow. Some people think that the church in England has been sedated, but I believe there are many churches that I've been to, going there since 1990, really on fire. And I believe that God desires to set a fire in the heart and soul of millennials, your generation, that they will begin Amen. To seek God. And there's nothing that's going to change a young person's life, a millennial's life, like taking a missionary journey. And you got any plans on where you're going next on a missionary trip? Anything in mind?
Well, the country or the nation that's always been on my heart has been Japan. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really hoping to go there in the near future. So I'm praying about that for sure.
Well, I just prophesy you're going to go to many, many nations, and God is going to he's going to connect your gift and your degree in zoology to your gift of missions, and I believe there'll be an open door for you as a result of your education in zoology. It's going to open doors to other nations of the world, far more than you probably ever expected, anticipated. So, Erin, you're a millennial. You're a young lady that's graduated from college. Now you're working in the field that you got a degree in, but also that degree is helping open nations of the world. I'd like for you to just take a few moments before you go and have you to pray for your generation and for young people, that God will set a fire inside of them so that they can that they will take a missionary journey somewhere in a third world nation where their heart will be set on fire. So would you take a few moments, Erin, to pray right now? Erin Meeks.
All right. Dearly Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity that you've given me just to speak out and just to speak to the millennials out there that may be listening, God. And I just pray that you just begin to switch in their heart like you did mine. And I just pray that you just give them a country in mind that they have been thinking about. And I just pray that they begin to pray about it. And then that country would just stir up that fire within them, God. And I pray that once they get that country in mind, I pray that they'll just start researching and just find some sort of entrance into that country. And I pray that their hearts would just be transformed for you, God. Because I know when you took me to Africa, I know my heart was transformed and it's never been the same. So God, I pray that this fire and this light would just shine upon us, God. I pray that millennials would not just be scared, that they would not just leave missions to the older generation, but I pray that missions would just now become a millennial thing, God. I pray that there'd be no fear, and I pray that we would just face our fears. Because I know it's scary going off to another country, but God, I pray that with you with us, we'd have nothing to fear, God. And so, God, I pray that you just spark this fire within us. And I pray that you just continue just to ignite that flame that's within me, God. And I just pray that you would just have me help anyone, any other millennial that wants to just know anything about missions or like how to do anything related to missions. God, I just pray that you would just open that door for me just to help millennials just to want to go on mission trips, God, because yeah. I never wanted to go on mission trips. I never did. But when you called me to go and I went, God, I know you transformed me. So, God, I just pray that you would just begin to transform millennials, God. I pray that they wouldn't rely on the older generation to go on missions, God, but they would just feel called. And I pray that you just put a mission or a nation on their heart, God. And I pray that they would just begin to pray for that nation and just to enter in with you, God. And I pray that fire would just be ignited, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Erin, I set myself in agreement with you. And you have a Facebook page? Somebody could go to your Facebook page?
Yeah, definitely. I do have a Facebook page. It's just Erin Meeks.
Okay. A-Y-R-I-N, right?
Yes, sir.
Erin Meeks. Thanks for being on today. You're a wonderful spiritual granddaughter. You have a bright future. We'll keep up with your progress, okay?
All right. Thank you,
okay.
Pastor.
Bye-bye.
No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want. Thank you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing.
Feet that run and play, precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little Mountains move, chains are loose.
on the far side of the sky. The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly.
I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane. Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will share these sins and struggles I have carried all these years. And I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where for me down here, yeah.
So much pain, so much darkness in this world to stumble through. All these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do.
But when I get where I'm going, and I see my blackest face, I'll stand forever in the light of his amazing grace.